This episode of The War Room is brought to you by C4 Energy. Enter Full Reptile at checkout for 30% off. And make sure you check out their new smart energy range. Okay. Hello and welcome to The War Room. This one is for Tyron Woodley versus Jake Paul. Okay. So this is coming up at towards the end of the month. It's available all over the place on Showtime. BT Sport have picked it up on box office as well. So, you know, this is it's quite a big deal, especially for Tyron Woodley's pro boxing debut. So how did this stack up? Well, Jake Paul's 3-0. He's only had three fights. Tyron Woodley's obviously making his pro debut, but he's got a record of 19-7-1 in MMA. And he's been right up to the top of the sport. He's been the welterweight champion in the UFC. He's fought some of the biggest punchers in the sport. He's fought some of the most accurate and deadly strikers, some of the best grapplers in the sport. I mean, he really has been at the top of the game for a good chunk of time. And if you look at the guys that he's faced, you know, the likes of Robbie Lawler, Kelvin Gastelum, Wonderboy, Darren Till, Damian Maia. I mean, the list goes on. There's a lot of people on his record that he's got wins over that are not comparable to Jake Paul as fighters. Jake Paul has the height advantage. Tyron's what, 5'9", Jake Paul's 6'1". And there's a 2-inch reach advantage for Jake Paul as well. You know, generally he's going to look like the bigger guy in there. But that doesn't mean he's necessarily the one that has the punching power. You know, we know that Tyron Woodley's got heavy hands. We've seen him drop people out cold. And that only happened one time in Jake Paul's fight career. That was against Nate Robinson, who was already on his way out. He was already holding the back of his head and protesting to the referee and basically offered himself up for a knockout. I actually think Jake Paul's best performance was in his first one against Gibb, because Gibb came out with a real low, wide stance and unusual head movement. And it actually forced Jake Paul to kind of work off the back foot for a while, which he did really well. You know, he backed up, he used his jab, he was looking for a counter hook. And obviously we know his right hand's money. And, you know, he was able to get the finish in that fight as well. I think if Jake Paul lands, he can definitely hurt Tyron Woodley. And, you know, Woodley's going out on a 4-fight losing streak at the end of his career. You know, he's only been stopped once in recent years by Colby Covington, and that was the rib injury. The last time Woodley was stopped was way back in 2012 against Nate Marquardt, and that was an elbow to start it all off. And it was in the fourth round as well, which is where exhaustion starts to play in. And I do think that will play in this fight. Okay. So if we look at Jake Paul's first fight against Ali Gibb, he was working off the back foot. He looked like he got boxing experience, in my opinion. I think he takes his training very seriously, and I think, you know, when anybody is putting themselves out there on YouTube to millions of followers and stuff, they have to take what they're doing seriously. Otherwise, they're gonna look silly. And so far, he's picked his opponents well. I mean, Ben Askren. The difference between Ben Askren and Tyron Woodley is that Ben Askren didn't show up to win, he showed up to get paid. Tyron's ego and his perspective of himself wouldn't allow him to do that. So that is a very different fight. Obviously, you know, Nate Robinson's no boxer and didn't really look like he wanted to be in there after the first tussle. And Ali Gibb gave up a lot of weight in that fight. I spoke to one of his corner team yesterday and he was actually eating up to be near Jake Paul's weight. Which is another thing to bear in mind. I mean, obviously Tyron Woodley was always cutting to make 170, and he's a big, heavily muscled guy. So, you know, he's going to be of a similar size. That's the first thing. He's going to be of a similar weight, at least, to Jake Paul. But he's also, I think, the first person that comes in with the legitimate belief that if he lands one shot on Jake Paul's chin, he'll knock him out. I think Ben Askren was there to not get hurt as much as possible. And I think the other two guys, I mean, they're YouTubers with boxing experience, but they've not got the same kind of credentials, knockout power that Tyron Woodley's got. I mean, you know, you've got to think how many times he's made the walk to the octagon to face some animals in the sport. You know, Robbie Lawler and Kelvin Gastelum, you know, people like that. People that are really going to push him and test him, that have got a depth of different skills and backgrounds and experience. And this is a very different thing for Tyron Woodley. I think if he comes in with the mature mindset of let me show you what I can do in the boxing realm and not bite to Jake Paul's mind games, then I think we're going to see a decent performance from Tyron. I do think Jake Paul can get inside his head a bit, and I think he can rile him. And I also think Jake Paul is going to be he's a very smart businessman. He's a very intelligent kid, and I think he's going to play this one very carefully. He knew what he was taking on when he fought Ben Askren. That was a good step into the actual fighting world, even though he was fighting a wrestler in a boxing match. Like, he's taking off another bite now, a slightly bigger bite. And this bite might bite him back, but it's still a measured step. You know, he's fighting a Tyrone Woodley that was on his way out of his career, albeit against the top guys in the world. He's been hurt. He's been dropped. You know, his confidence is not going to be at an all-time high. Plus, the pressure is on Tyrone Woodley coming into this one. As a former UFC champion, people will expect him to win. You know, they'll remember when he dropped Koscheck and when he rushed Lawler and knocked him out and won the belt. Like, that's the Tyrone Woodley that sticks in people's minds. But if you watch if you watch all of Tyrone Woodley's fights, you know, which I have over and over, and which I'm sure Jake Paul has, you'll see the moments where Tyrone's vulnerable. You'll see where he's tired and where he's uncomfortable and where he's reserving his energy because he knows he's not got much left. You know, they're the moments where, as an opponent, you look at him and you go, okay, well, this is where I start to find my way in. Like, if Jake Paul comes out and starts trying to brawl with Tyrone in the first round, the likelihood is that Tyrone's going to crack him with a heavier shot than Jake Paul can land on Tyrone. But if he comes out and he jabs and he plays and he pushes Tyrone around a bit and he ties him up and he makes him work and he wears him out, then all of a sudden the first round becomes the second, becomes the third, and now Tyrone's starting to think to himself, am I going to lose to this 3-0 YouTuber here? This would be really embarrassing for me, and that is going to be the reality in Tyrone's head if he starts to feel tired. If he's had... if he's landed two or three shots in the first round and he's not hurt Jake Paul, you know, these are all moments of doubt that will creep into his mind. I think one other thing that is worth keeping in mind as well is how this fight came about, because Tyrone was in Ben Askren's corner when Ben Askren fought Jake Paul. You know, he was in the dressing room of Jake Paul while he was getting his hands wrapped, and that's where the animosity kind of started, the poking and prodding and trash talking, and, you know, and Tyrone did a great job in that moment. He stayed relatively quiet. You know, he didn't really respond. He didn't really bite. But he must have also been in Ben Askren's corner, A, knowing that Ben Askren was most likely going to get knocked out in the first round, and B, having to stand there and watch it while Jake Paul celebrates in the opposite corner while Askren, who you know full well is a good fighter, is, you know, snoozing on the canvas. Like, that's got to be bitter. And the pressure of you know, Floyd Mayweather investing time in Woodley. Now, we don't know how much time he's spending with Mayweather and how much actual coaching he's getting, but just the public investment of Mayweather going, hey, you know, I'm behind Tyrone Woodley on this one, it puts additional pressure on Woodley. And then he's got his other projects going on. You know, he's got his rap albums and all that kind of stuff. Like, all of these things are affected by losing to Jake Paul, who, you know, although, if we're realistic, he's a 3-0 pro boxer who requires the same respect that every other undefeated 3-0 boxer deserves. It's the stigma of him being the YouTuber, the Disney guy, you know, not having a real fight background, etc., etc. If we're honest, what people are really angry about with Jake Paul is that he's making loads of money doing the same things that people are doing making a few hundred dollars. I think we could all learn something from Jake Paul. I think we can all learn that, you know, this, a big part of this is the entertainment industry. I also think he's doing a great job highlighting how much money's being made and you know, the discrepancy with fighter pay across MMA. I think that's, you know, that's a righteous cause, and I appreciate him doing that. But I also think we've got to bear in mind that he's got an unfair advantage as a debutant pro boxer, given the fact that he's already got a shit ton of cash. You can bring in the best trainers. You can fly yourself to Puerto Rico. You can cancel everything else in your calendar and focus yourself entirely on this one project, because he's got that money to do it, you know. And he's also got the money to kind of play games with Tyrone at the press conference and gamble a little bit and say, hey, you know, what did he say to Tyrone? If I beat you, you've got to donate your whole purse to charity. And if you beat me, I'll double your purse. Which, if Tyrone had $10 million sitting in his account, it's probably a decent gamble to take. but he wasn't confident enough to take that gamble, which is a little dig from Jake Paul getting inside his mind, gut checking him, testing his confidence. The other one was the tattoo thing. You know, if you beat me, I'll get a tattoo saying I love Tyron and vice versa. Jake Paul doesn't care. You know, a gimmicky, you know, funny tattoo is a little story on his Instagram and a YouTube video that probably makes 3 million views. He's not bothered about that. But Tyron wouldn't want that on him. You know, he'd get that covered up within the first couple of months. You know it. And he wouldn't take that bet either. And that psychological game and the confidence that Jake Paul has comes from the fact that he's kind of untouchable. You know, he can talk about fighter pay. He can gamble his purse because he's got money already in his pocket, you know. He's in a very strong position, and I think he's playing a very smart game. I think Tyron is the one that's risking here, you know. And I think he'll feel that. I think he'll realize that. But, you know, he'll also make a decent paycheck. If he loses, there's not going to be any more opportunities in boxing, though. You know that for sure. If he wins, well, now we can see where else he goes. You know, we might get a Logan Paul, Tyron Woodley, or, you know, we've got Vitor Belfort and Oscar De La Hoya and all kinds of weird stuff happening. Anderson Silva's boxing Tito. I don't know what's happening next, but it's a lot of fun, and these guys are getting fights. And Tyron Woodley, to get a win over Jake Paul, not only, you know, shuts him up, slows down his momentum, makes a bunch of cash, promotes all of his other projects in the process, but he also keeps his options open to move on and have more big money fights. As far as they match up technically, obviously Jake Paul's got quite a basic game. It's measured, though. It's not rushed. And he's a big athletic kid. You know, you'd imagine he'd walk into jiu-jitsu for the first day and he'd be a pain in the ass to grapple with just because he's big and strong and, you know, would throw himself around a bit. I think that makes him a problem for Tyron over the distance. I mean, I'm pretty sure this is 8 rounds. 8 3-minute rounds. That's a lot of work for Tyron to do. If you think about him over... Where are we? Yeah, 8 3-minute rounds. If you think about Tyron over a 25-minute period of an MMA fight, and I know there are other things going on in MMA, but there are also places where Tyron can hang out. He can use the threat of his power to hold people off. That's what we saw in the Wonderboy fights, where he's got his back foot against the fence. I think we'll see the same thing here. I think we'll see Tyron with his back against the ropes. I think he'll be waiting for Jake Paul to leave himself open, try and catch him with that right hand. I mean, Tyron's got a rocket of a right hand, but he can only throw maybe 10 or 15 in a 25-minute period. And I think the more Jake Paul ties him up, the more he takes on his guard, because you've got to remember the bigger gloves as well. There's a lot more to hide behind. There's a bit more padding as well around Tyron Woodley's fist. And the spaces in which a boxing glove goes through are not the same as an MMA glove. So it will be easier for Jake Paul to cover up and to tie Tyron Woodley up and make him work. And then, as I say, you know, as the fight starts to progress and move on, that's when I think Jake Paul's youth and his enthusiasm and his conditioning will come into play. And I think he'll be able to, you know, start edging it on the judges' scorecards. I don't think Tyron's going to be easy to put away, and I don't think Jake Paul's going to be able to do it. But I also don't expect Tyron Woodley to look good over the distance against Jake Paul. If he stops him in the first round, great. If he stops him in the second round, I think the odds for that are lower. But it progressively gets more difficult for him to stop people as the fight goes on. You know, his power saps, his energy saps, and it gets safer and safer for Jake Paul to walk himself into boxing range and just pick him off. You know, he's the bigger, taller guy. He's going to be heavier in the clinch, you know that for sure. And, you know, he can tie Woodley up and, you know, work his body a little bit. We don't know what that rib injury is looking like from the Covington fight. You know, body shots might be useful, and the referee will keep jumping in and separating them. And you know, Woodley's not going to have those moments where he can clinch and hold and breathe for a good 60 seconds while the referee tells him to move, tells him to do something. You've got to work. I'm going to separate you. In boxing, the referee's straight in there to separate them. There's a higher work rate required from Tyron Woodley, even if it is just one range to focus on. I think this is a really interesting fight. I think it's a coin toss. Genuinely, I do. I think we know that Tyron Woodley's got power. I think we know what he can do if he lands. But landing is a difficult thing to do. A, in boxing gloves. B, over and over again, over 8 rounds. I mean, that's a lot. I was expecting Tyron to push for 6 in his pro debut at least. But hey, fair play to him. You know, he's getting paid. He's getting a lot of money, and I respect that. And I hope he has a good training camp and he puts in a good performance. But he also cannot take Jake Paul lightly. He's a 3-0 pro. He's big, tall. He's got heavy hands. And he's enthusiastic. And he's got all the money and all the belief in the world behind him. And I think he looks at Tyron Woodley like the next logical step for him before he starts getting into some proper boxers, maybe like a Tommy Fury. It's an interesting one. Check it out. Enjoy the fight. And I'll see you next time.